Hey, welcome to Apples and Oranges.
Thanks for tuning in to Radio Free Brooklyn, a fully volunteer-owned and operated radio station. If you like what you're listening to, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com and click on the donate button. When you donate your hard-earned dollars to the station, you are supporting the Radio Free Brooklyn community and independent radio in the heart of the internet. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.com and click on donate. Thank you.
I don't know what this is.
What is that?
For Radio Free Brooklyn.
What is that?
You're listening to it. It's getting all over your ears.
What it needs to do is stop.
Radio Free Brooklyn.
Okay, we're here. Ruben's finally figured out how to be a host.
I figured it out.
12,000 weeks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You got it. I'm glad we're here at 9:52.
You know what my name is?
What is that?
My name is Ruben Sindo Acosta.
My name is Joe Sonnenblick.
And today, by the way, this is Apples and Oranges.
This is for
the like three people that are unaware.
Oh, we've got some people who are listening.
Seven.
There are people who are listening across the globe.
So what we do have today is a very, very special guest. Somebody that has been referred to many times on the show,
mm-hmm.
mainly because the Chicago Bulls are such a relevant franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend, Lance Stegall.
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you, Lance.
Mild-mannered, highly intelligent. And
a nice head of hair.
And a great head of hair.
Pretty good head of hair.
Let's just be real about
it. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
first time,
it.
First time I
whole
met
head,
him, I
whole
was,
head.
I think he was bald the first time I met him, so I didn't really like him as much.
But you can see. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between men who are shaved, bald, and you're like, oh, yeah, like you're
this
just
guy's
losing
bald,
your hair.
Yeah.
You're trying to make some sort of masculine statement.
But there's no masculine statements here. This is a pretty effeminate fellow.
This is a man. This is a man.
You want to jump?
Let's jump.
Let's jump. Hey, DeAndre. How does it feel to be a Clipper still?
I'm not fucking leaving. That's where it's at. It's all about that Shaq fucking Wolf of Wall Street. By the way, anyone who has not seen Wolf of Wall
you
Street,
should probably
spend
see
the
it.
3 hours.
See
fucking
it.
Watch it.
See it.
Fucking watch it.
And enjoy it.
Marty and Leo not giving a fuck.
And Jonah Hill gives a very good performance.
With his teeth.
With his buck teeth.
Fun fact, did you guys know that he used to call Best Buy with the teeth in character? He used to call Best Buy like service, like customer service, and ask about TVs he doesn't own and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
just to be in character. So he would call and ask just to get comfortable with the teeth.
That's
did you
pretty
guys know
cool.
That?
No, I did not know that. That's good a very nice stuff, little yeah. piece of information.
You're welcome.
Okay, so DeAndre Jordan reneges, says, "Hey, I'm going to go back to the Los Angeles Clippers after not texting Mark Cuban for a couple nights." Mark Cuban says, "DeAndre, what are you doing?" DeAndre says, "I'm on a date. Let me fly you over to Dallas. Dallas will be a lot of fun for your date." No, thank you. And that was the end
not
of
not that kind of date.
Not that kind of date.
Now,
it's not that kind of date
so,
for DeAndre
okay,
Jordan.
Here's where my question lies. Is it a thing of ESPN being way too on the ball? Is it too much information too soon where DeAndre Jordan is a Mav. He's a Mav. Last week, you and I said, he's a fucking Mav. There
yep.
it is. That's what the news is. I got mm-hmm. updated on my phone. That's what it is. And then all of a sudden, he goes back to the Clips. Or is it really that monumental of a thing?
I think it's somewhere in between. And no contract was ever signed.
Right.
There was a verbal agreement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The media reports that as though it's the end-all be-all. It would be nice if you could take people at their word.
Right.
Generally.
Yes. Of course. Even as a player, as someone who's going to be on your team.
Yeah.
In Mr. Apples over here, it seems as though he's morally offended
yeah.
by what DeAndre Jordan did.
I am morally offended by what he did.
Here's my point. He may have had a verbal agreement.
Mm-hmm.
What do agents do? Why aren't we talking about his agent?
Well, agents
because
can't
get involved, though. DeAndre Jordan is not
period.
The one who is... who is dealing with that. DeAndre Jordan is the one. Like, Mark Cuban is offended that DeAndre didn't talk to him directly. Talk to his agent. That's what the agents paid for.
But
absolutely.
But during the
absolutely, I actually agree with that.
But during the moratorium period, agents are not involved. They're only making initial contact.
So it's up player to the player to owner.
Yes. Yes, that's the moratorium period. So then the agent gets involved.
So then we all know that whatever happens in the moratorium period, by definition, we shouldn't take at full value, right?
So again, it goes right back to that. Is it ESPN? Yeah. Is it Twitter? Is it the internet? Way too quick, way too soon, but telling us what we need.
I've got no problem with what he did. I think it's because what you're saying, Ruben, during that period,
yeah,
the media needs something to do in the offseason. You have NBA beat writers who have nothing to do. And so they end up making a big deal out of what is ultimately not news.
I've got a giant problem with what he did because you're supposed to be a man of your word. Your word means everything, especially when you're committing to a team that is dumping everything into you, okay? And I think that what DeAndre Jordan did was he was never planning on signing with the Mavericks, I don't think. I really don't. He wanted Chris Paul.
No,
no. He wanted Chris Paul to know that you're my brother. I love you, and I want to play with you. He left. He said he left because he felt disrespected by Chris Paul.
What?
Yes. They were not. Yes. No, that's what DeAndre Jordan said. And Chris Paul.
And then what? So you're saying he was one text away from Chris Paul. Chris Paul just had to go like, love you, bro.
Pretty much. They had that meeting in DeAndre Jordan's house. They all went there to play video games and have fun with them and say, listen, no, we really do love you. Yeah, they basically fucked the guy. Paul Pierce came over, fucked everybody in the ass and walked out.
There's a direct source. You can hear J.J. Redick talking about it on The Low Post, Zach Lowe, NBA writer, on the Grantland podcast that he does. And J.J. Redick, who was there, who was in the room, in a suite at a hotel, not at his house, with Doc Rivers, with Chris Paul, with Blake Griffin, playing cards, talking about the Clippers moving forward. And the way that he tells it, it sounds like from the moment they got there, DeAndre Jordan had already changed his mind. It didn't take a sales pitch. He called up Doc and said, hey, look, I want to be a Clipper still. Let's do this. Mm. And they did it.
I have to slightly actually agree with Joe in the man of his word thing. That kind of thing is just like you make a verbal agreement. And, I mean, it's not even like, yeah, I'll be here maybe next week. There were figures.
Yeah.
There were numbers. There were
contracts. Agreed upon.
Was agreed upon
verbally.
All right.
I mean, and now I want to talk about, in the same breath, Mark Cuban saying that, you know, the apology, I'm doing the air quotes, the apology,
right,
I know nobody else can, the apology that DeAndre Jordan laid out on his Twitter saying that, oh, Mark Cuban's one of the best owners around and I'm sorry, you know, he said, well, I don't give a fuck is what it says. It's just, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I hate Mark Cuban. I really do.
Me too.
I really hate Mark Cuban. I dislike him immensely, and I'll tell you why I dislike him immensely. Shark Tank, he's got me hooked. I love Shark Tank. I can't help it. God damn it. He's got me hooked. God damn it. I'm like crack. I'm like a crackhead for Shark Tank. I love it. I love him. Ugh, it's annoying how much I love him.
Nah, he's a clown. But he's done – I think he treats his players really well. I think he runs his franchise – saying, I don't care about dollar signs, I want to win. And I think as an owner, hats off to him. You know, he's trying to put a good team on the floor, and he's trying to do right by his fans. He's trying to do right by his players. So the clownish antics aside,
let me bring up this question, though. If you're Mark Cuban, do you go up to Dirk Nowitzki right now and say, would you like me to trade you?
If I'm Mark Cuban, I fucking kill myself.
Okay.
Fuck Mark Cuban.
Okay.
In his fucking ass.
All right, but really.
Fuck Mark Cuban.
Think if this is a
he
serious
He went to Legonier
question.
High School with my ex-girlfriend.
Did and he fuck her?
Fuck him, no.
Well, listen.
He's not that smart.
Okay. Anyway, would you walk up to Dirk Nowitzki as Mark Cuban and say,
no,
would you
Dirk
like
Nowitzki
me to trade
is
you?
Your fucking franchise. Why? Why? What is this show?
Because there's nothing
I know
there.
That you don't understand the concept of a real franchise.
They're going to lose 50
And you didn't
games.
Like Patrick Ewing.
They're going to lose
but
50
guys
games.
But guys need to stay in their fucking team.
They're going
to
lose
Just
50
like
games.
Dwayne Wade.
They're going to lose
These
50
guys
games.
Aren't going anywhere.
They're going to lose
no,
50
not,
games. Yes,
what?
They are.
To whom?
To whom? The rest know, of the West.
Okay, I know the West.
How about the rest of the West?
Okay, no. But please remember, the fucking Suns still play in the West. Speaking of the Suns.
They have Tyson Chandler.
Green. The Suns have Tyson Chandler?
Yeah, they signed him 4 years, $40 million.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's such a worthwhile player that
the Mavericks have nobody. The Mavericks have Chandler Parsons and Dirk Nowitzki.
And yeah, those aren't guys. Those guys aren't productive.
Right. I'm guessing.
I can see where this is going.
I'm guessing they're missing the playoffs and they're giving their pickup to Boston. I think if
yes,
it's 1 through 7 protected, so they have an incentive to tank. I don't think they'll do it because it's Dirk's last run.
It's Dirk, man.
And that's what Cuban owes it to Dirk not to tank this year.
Okay,
so. I mean, but I think it's fair for all that I fucking hate Mark Cuban, and there's obvious reasons why I hate Mike Cuban.
All right, Mike Cuban and Mark
Mike.
Cuban.
Oh, we got a call. Uh-oh. I'm excited. I'm excited about the call. All
right.
Make it quick. What's good? Speak.
Hey, Scott. Guys, how are you?
Go for it.
Hey, guys, how are you? It's Dave from Corona. Listen. I'm going to give you another reason why Mark Cuban is pissed at this.
Okay.
With the Spurs on the offseason signed David West and Aldridge.
Yeah.
These are two winning players who are going to be easily molded to play Spurs basketball.
Truth. Yep.
That's another reason.
Mm-hmm. Truth. Yeah, absolutely. The Spurs are looking formidable.
He's going to be pissed. And listen, before I hang up, Joe, what do you think about the Mets bringing up Michael Conforto?
Oh, I love it. Let me tell
they
you
They definitely need more offense.
I agree. I'll tell you
Thank what, you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave, so much. Conforto coming up now when he needs to come up. We're 500, just swept the Diamondbacks, took 2 or 3 from the Dodgers, took 2 or 3 from the Giants. Everybody said the Mets were going to die on the West Coast, and here we are, right back to it. People are hitting home runs. The pitching's great. The last 30 games, I'm going to give you a little stat here. The last 30 games, the Mets' starting five ERA is a 1.39. And in the last 30 games, we're 14-16. One run a game you're giving up, and you can't win.
Yeah.
That means you need hitting right now. And Sandy Alderson is not making a move.
Is that news?
Yeah.
I saw it firsthand. They played the Cubs here in New York.
They got destroyed.
They got swept, but they scored one run in the whole series. I think the games were all low-scoring affairs.
They were close. They were like 4-1.
I saw the opener, and that was 1-0 Cubs 1.
That was DeGrom, right? Was that DeGrom and Arrieta?
You know what? I watched that game. I watched that game at work. Yep.
Listen, the Mets have the best pitching staff in baseball.
But you got to fucking hit. You got to score.
I understand that.
And best offense is the best, or the best offense is a good defense. It doesn't apply here.
No, it doesn't. We have the worst batting average in baseball. We're hitting .232. The Phillies, who are 30 games under .500, are hitting .250.
Well, look, here's the thing. You guys are two games back on the wild card, which is the Cubs right now.
Yeah, and we're two games back in the division.
And you're two games back in the division. You guys, if you can get some bats going...
Well, Conforto coming up is gigantic.
Then you guys are scary, and in the playoffs, you don't want to face your two aces, which at this point, who are you going to throw? Because you have three.
Harvey and DeGrom.
What, Snydergaard?
Syndergaard. I like Snydergaard, though.
That's
a good one.
He's a
secret agent.
13 strikeouts the other day, Syndergaard. Yeah. Nasty. He's nasty. Steven Matz has a torn lat. They knew he had it after the first game. They let him go in the second game anyway, and he pitched 120 fucking pitches in the second game. That's the Mets.
Okay,
that's
but he pitched 100.
We can curse all we fucking want.
Are you
that's,
kidding me?
That's some Mets shit that they did right there. Because
it's mad Mets shit.
There was a story that I saw last week.
Yeah.
About the annual payment that the Mets have to make to Bobby Bonilla.
$1.35 million for 26 years.
Whoever Bobby Bonilla's agent was,
well, you know what it was.
Deal should have a place in the Baseball Hall.
I agree with you.
Oh yeah.
You know who that agent was? Scott Boras. Anyway.
Scott Boras. Shout out.
Anyway.
Hashtag Scott Boras.
Scott Boras.
Anyway.
Oh, by the way, we have a Twitter. Really quick.
Oh.
We have a Twitter now.
This is the alcohol show.
And what? It's fucking promotional,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
A&O show. Whatever. Nice. Hashtag.
Hashtag A&O show.
No,
and spelled out at. And or ampersand.
No. It's the letter A, the word and, okay. A&D,
okay.
The letter O, and then show.
Okay, now let's talk about sports.
Let's do this. And let's go back to what Dave said about fucking Aldridge and West joining Mr.
Duncan.
Fucking... Duncan, Mr. Popovich,
Ginobili, Parker.
Great, 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 great squad.
And Ruben's going to tell you why he's upset.
Because it's fucking bullshit. You're going to promote your whole franchise and be all built, not bought. Which my whole argument against that always was like, oh, do the Spurs players not get paid? They don't have contracts?
Steve Cullen.
You're fucking bought. Yeah, Steve Cullen, Steve challenge Cullen. This. Steve have Cullen. Something against this because you're fucking wrong. Built, not bought. It doesn't even fucking matter. If you're paying your players, you're buying them. And right now in free agency, if you feel like, oh my God, my franchise isn't going to win, you get Aldridge, who is the fucking hottest guy on the free agent market. You got him. Good. You know how you got him? You fucking bought him.
They bought one guy in 17 years.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I think Ruben, looking at it in a... from someone whose team didn't lose to them in the finals and doesn't have a bone to pick with them, I think you need to look at what they've, the culture around their organization, and appreciate it for what it is. And that doesn't mean you don't get LaMarcus Aldridge when you have the opportunity, because you do.
Okay, I understand.
Doesn't matter what you've done or what your culture is, you get LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yes, I understand that.
You sign him, and you get David West too.
No, yeah, you get David West for a fucking bag of peanuts and a fucking small cup of coffee with no cream
but
no sugar.
I wonder what that contract's actually going to be like, because you know he's going to get
a high five.
Well, you know he's gonna,
and a ring.
Well, you know he's going to get $1 million, right? But I think he's going to get incentives based on the playoffs and the championships.
He doesn't even care. He's at a point. He's made money his career. He's been.
He's a millionaire. He wants to win. That's smart.
He
on his
he wants a ring. He wants fulfillment beyond the financial sense. And my hat's off to him.
Yeah, and to me, I feel like that speaks volumes. That speaks volumes of him as a person,
as his character, and you've always seen it on the floor. David
Absolutely.
West is always
general.
Been the type of guy.
I fucking hate that guy, but it's
he plays
because
hard.
He played for the Pacers,
yeah. plays
and
hard.
I've seen him. Just produce.
He leaves
right.
it
He's
all on the court.
Produces.
And he leaves it all on the court.
Absolutely. And of course, Popovich sees that. I'm not taking anything away from the Spurs and the way they do
And David
things.
West is going to be
My
a
biggest,
sixth man there, which is so
incredible.
Interesting.
It's incredible.
Right. That's crazy.
Yo, just think
they,
about
But they are no longer built, not bought. Moving
right.
forward.
That's my that. Biggest thing yeah. is the whole, like, the antagonizing nature of their whole, I mean, you got to figure something out. I get it. It's marketing and whatever. But yo, it's a bit, you know what it is? Mm-hmm. Here's the equivalent. If Dwayne Wade would have gone to the Knicks or gone to Chicago or gone somewhere else after his Heat Lifer hashtag bullshit.
Oh, everybody been on top of him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
So
that.
To me, I'm on top of the fucking Spurs. No one's calling it because they're a great franchise and they're a dynasty. Great. I will be the one person to go, fuck you,
no,
that's bullshit.
You're not the one person. I've seen comments. I do troll the ESPN
this,
comment
look,
boards because I want to know.
But you're, Spurs no, are, you're, but you're banned because you can't comment.
I can't comment.
Because
no.
you shit on somebody's children
yeah,
or some
I,
shit.
Yeah, I think I said something really bad to somebody. And I can't be on the ESPN. I can't be on ESPN radio for a year, and I can't be on the ESPN comment board. I think I said something bad.
This is why we're not on iTunes, everybody.
Yeah. Well, no.
But we are on Radio Free Brooklyn, and you can call us right now.
Yeah.
718-395-3731.
And walk away from your computer when you do it, please.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how
just,
this works.
We don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Just give us a question.
Yeah.
Hang up the fucking phone, and we'll talk about it.
We're not here to appease you. You're here to appease us.
Exactly.
Peon urchins, you.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go to football.
Let's.
All right? I want to talk about the Cowboys and Greg Hardy. All
That's
right?
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
A deal that looked like, why are you doing this? This
what
guy's
do you mean,
gonna,
why are you doing
no,
this?
Yeah, this guy's going to be suspended for 10 games.
If he was suspended, there was
no
suspension pending,
I'm,
and he's a great fucking player. Why are you doing this? Because you're a smart franchise, right?
That's what I was about to say.
All right, go ahead,
Ruben.
Joe. You do it. I'll walk away.
What I'm telling you is that Greg Hardy is going to make the difference in Dallas. I believe their defense is going to be a top 10, as it was last year.
You know who has a really great defense and doesn't do anything?
Miami.
you win. Go. Go ahead. Go
and
ahead.
The Jets. And
Shit.
The Jets.
Shit.
But anyway, I do believe Greg Hardy is going to make the difference. I do believe this is Tony Romo's year. And I really... it's always Tony Romo's year because I have
okay,
as my fantasy quarterback.
I was like, Tony Romo's year.
It's always Tony.
What?
But I do believe that it will be the Packers and the Cowboys in the NFC Championship. I do.
Do you remember this team called the Seattle Seahawks?
I do.
That was one stupid call away from winning the Super Bowl against the greatest quarterback of all time.
He's not the greatest quarterback of all time.
Tom Brady's not the greatest quarterback of all time?
No, that's still Joe Montana. I don't care. That's Joe Montana. Tom Brady's two.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
You're wrong.
I'm
you know
not.
Why?
Why?
Because Tom Brady now with this Super Bowl win, which again, I will remove from him because it was a bad call on Seahawks' part.
Oh, you can't. He played a great game, though. One call doesn't make the whole deal.
Sure.
The guy had like something like a 63% completion percentage.
You know who didn't have Jerry Rice as his main receiver his whole career?
Tom Brady.
Is Tom Brady.
I understand. I understand Tom Brady made
Julian Edelman.
Okay. Tom Brady did a lot with bums.
Julian Edelman, you know, makes me seem like a big guy.
You know who else did a lot with bums?
Ooh.
Brett Favre. You could say Brett Favre is one of the greatest
quarterbacks. How many titles does he have?
One.
Exactly.
That's not his fault. The defense stunk.
It's not his fault.
That defense stunk.
It's not his fault.
Let's bring Belichick into the conversation,
oh, yeah,
too, though, because
Belichick,
that
to me
is the Jerry
is
Rice.
Yeah.
Like,
I think he didn't have
Jerry Rice, but he had
But he
that
had
coach.
Bill Belichick.
He had
great coach. And I think you Tom Brady, free agent, anywhere else doesn't work. My opinion.
Where does he go?
Tom Brady is a free agent. All of a sudden, oh my God, what happened? Agent.
Okay, so
where does Tom Brady go when he matters?
Wait, let's say Let's say he goes to the Jets, right? Let's just say he goes
to
the
Jets. Okay, so he's not going to go to the Jets. So let's do something real.
Okay. Where would he go? Denver.
Denver, if John Fox was still there. They even fired his ass.
And they'd
win.
Okay, great. And they'd win.
No, they wouldn't.
John Fox is in Chicago now, right?
Yeah.
I think he is in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that, Lance?
He's your boy.
Are you okay with John Fox?
He's your boy.
Lance is not a football person.
I'm above my pay grade here. I don't know that much about the NFL and its goings on. I do find it interesting that Joe has a moral issue with DeAndre Jordan, but when Hardy comes up, there's no morality.
Yeah, no problem with him beating women or whatever.
I did not. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm pretty sure was an implicit.
Joe just wants to beat women.
An implicit
endorsement.
Yeah,
I'm saying
Joe
that the man is a great defensive player.
Okay, so let's finish
that.
Excuse me,
I think it's a gigantic step forward for the Cowboys in terms of getting their defense back on track to those mid-90s Cowboys. I really believe that.
Okay.
You know who's winning that division?
Who?
Eagles.
The Giants.
That's insane. With what? With four hands? Four hands, two fingers, and no dick?
Yeah,
come on,
baby. Eli is going to take it back.
Oh, that's insane.
Yep.
You're a liar.
Yeah, no,
you're losing your mind. Victor Cruz gets hurt again, guaranteed. I guarantee that guy.
Why? Does he have a history of being injured? He was injured one fucking year. That shit happens.
Okay.
And it's gonna happen again. No, it's not.
I bet it will.
No.
$50, Ruben. It happens again.
Go ahead. You don't have $50.
I got $50.
Two, I can't wait to take the $50 you don't have on layaway away from you next week.
I also have a $100 bet that Odell Beckham Jr. won't have 1,000 yards this year.
Oh, my God.
I know, and I'm going to win that.
Homeboy is going to be at 11.
Do you know?
1,100 yards, and Victor's going to be at about 7.
Okay.
And they're going to win that division.
Okay. Let me tell you this. Dez Bryant's going to have 1,700 yards.
That's great. And you know how many games they're going to win? Six.
14.
Six games.
14.
No fucking 14. Way.
Yeah, way.
They're playing our division this year.
Oh, great.
And they're losing twice to the Eagles.
Great.
They're losing twice to the Eagles. You know what? They're losing to the Jets.
I think
they're losing to the Patriots. They're losing to the Dolphins.
They're losing to the Jets. No, they're
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
No, they're not.
Absolutely.
I've said this.
And they're losing to the Bills. You know why? Because Romo can't fucking win for them when he's on his fucking back. And every team in the AFC East, except for the Patriots, has a fucking amazing defense.
I agree with that.
Don't they have a boss offensive line, though, in Dallas?
They do.
I don't.
They do. They went into Seahawks territory, and they fucking beat the Seahawks in Seattle.
Okay.
Good on them.
Who did they get to replace Murray? Dallas.
That's a big question.
Joseph Randall.
You know who they have? Darren McFadden.
Darren McFadden.
Who's not going to have a comeback whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And you know what instead is going to do? I saw this thing. It was like an elephant being born. It was a meme online. And it was an elephant being born. It said when an elephant is born, it weighs like 120 pounds, making it the smallest baby except for Cowboys fans.
That's not funny. Anyway.
Largest baby? Largest babies.
Largest baby.
That's terrible.
Makes more
this
sense.
Is horrible.
The smallest baby.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'm gonna switch gears right now and alienate both of you. Manchester United.
Oh my God, so exciting!
It is exciting. It is exciting. And I want to give a shout out to Leonardo, Dustin, Tabeta. Thank you for being born, buddy. Dustin and Katie, congratulations on the kid. Beautiful. He's going to grow up a United fan, a Mets fan, and hopefully, if we can convert him, a Jets fan, because we don't want him being with a team where they blow their fingers off. Anyway, Matteo Darmian, what a beautiful signing for Manchester United. Bastian Schweinsteiger today. Morgan Schneiderlin. We're going to have the best starting 11 in the Premier League. Fuck Chelsea. Fuck Manchester City, even though I know they made a big move today and they got Raheem Sterling from Liverpool, who I think is an overrated slob. Okay, 23 goals in 130 games. That's no good. I can't have that. But United is on their way. This would be my starting 11 because I do believe De Gea is coming back. You're going to have De Gea as your goalkeeper. At left back, you're going to have Shaw. Your two center backs are going to be Darmian and Rojo. Your right back's going to be Phil Jones. Valencia on the wing. Memphis Depay on the wing. Your two mid, because it'll be
this fucking mesmerizing, Joe. Yeah.
All right, good work, Ruben.
This is compelling radio.
It'll
right
be 4-4-2. So you're going to have Fellaini, Mata.
Joe, are you just trying to show off your knowledge?
This is so great. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, Joe watches soccer.
One thing, Coys, come on, you Spurs, Tottenham Hotspurs.
Oh, my God.
That's a team we can get behind.
Who can get behind that?
Otherwise, who cares about
Man U. And also, Manchester United's going after Harry Kane from the Spurs. They just put a $52 million bid in for him.
Because that's what the Spurs do. They bring up brilliant young talent. And then, you know, the small market now, but Nike. Nike might buy this
Nike
club
knows what's
in coming years. And then the Bucks will be there.
Okay, so
they'll be at the top of the table.
I would like to talk about something also that matters. The All-Star Game is coming. Determines home field advantage. A lot of fun. We have 4 minutes. Ruben puts his four fingers up. He's mad at me now. I'm going to go through the All-Star list, tell you who should be an All-Star and who shouldn't be an All-Star. Buster Posey's an All-Star.
Yep.
Paul Goldschmidt's an All-Star.
Yep.
D. Gordon's not an All-Star.
Nope.
Todd Frazier's an All-Star.
Yep.
Johnny Peralta's not an All-Star.
Nope.
Bryce Harper's an All-Star.
Yep.
Giancarlo Stanton's hurt. Should be an All-Star. Matt Holliday's an All-Star.
Yeah.
Yadier Molina's not an All-Star.
Nope.
Yasmani Grandal's an All-Star.
Yep.
Anthony Rizzo's an All-Star.
Yeah.
Adrian Gonzalez had a really good first half, sort of fallen off. DJ LeMahieu's an All-Star.
Man.
Joe Panik, who I said was going to be one of the best players in baseball.
Yep.
And I forgot who traded him,
mm-hmm.
but he went to the Giants.
Yeah.
Great player. Uh-huh. Brandon Crawford's an All-Star.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant's an All-Star.
Yeah.
Nolan Arenado's an All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew McCutchen's an All-Star.
Yeah.
Jock Peterson's an All-Star.
Wait, time out. Are you just going to read off the list of everybody?
Yeah, that's a long-ass list.
The listeners can get this information online.
Yeah.
Do you have an opinion about it?
Okay, what's up? What's good? All-Star game, what's up?
Okay, my All-Star game, listen, I would like to see Giras Familia be an All-Star. Dylan Betances is not an All-Star. Sorry, Yankees fans. I knew what that was going to be like. Second year in a row, this guy just gets votes because you can click on the fucking thing 35,000 fucking times. And you, Derek Jeter, be an All-Star if you had another fucking shot at it, you fucking urchin cocksuckers.
Okay.
Bum of the Week.
We're going to do Bum of the Week. And in fact, we are going to invite Lance to do the Bum of the Week. So here we go. With 2.5 minutes left, it's Lance Stegall's time to do Bum of the Week.
Oh, shoot. Put on the spot. Bum of the Week. A segment that I've always enjoyed on this show. An old, old favorite of mine.
Time-honored
tradition. And, you know, I was going through the archives and reliving some of the old bums that you guys have brought up.
Yeah.
And based on those criteria, and also the conversation that we had before we came in on the air.
Yeah.
Where I think you guys fed me a bum of the week.
We did.
That I forgot right now. So I'm kind of killing time looking for one of you to mouth silently.
I don't remember who it was.
No, I don't got it either. Name. So you're fucked. Figure it out.
Oh, boy. So the bum.
Is it Lance?
The bum of the week this week.
Oh, this is.
It might be me for forgetting.
Don't tune in next week if this is what it's going to be like.
For forgetting the bum of the week
don't
that y'all told me
tune
about.
In.
All right, so very quickly, Joe, bum of the week. Who do you hate? Go.
My bum of the week is DeAndre Jordan.
Oh,
it's
going to
be DeAndre Jordan, and it has to be DeAndre Jordan.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
All right, tell me why. Tell me why for real.
Wait, time out. because no one wants to hear Joe talk about this.
You're right. You're right.
The bum of the week, and I just read about this. I just thought about, I read about it earlier today. I just remembered it. The offensive coordinator, I believe.
Oh, for the Bills.
Bills, who used to be the offensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears,
yeah,
was on vacation.